come up. It starts with confronting sin. And you never really worry about the spiritual people doing this, because the spiritual people will be full of love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, and all that. So they'll do it right. What you worry about is the fleshly people trying to straighten out the fleshly people. That makes more trouble. Then you have a war. Or to put it more practically, what you have to worry about is you trying to straighten out someone else who's fleshy when you're fleshy yourself. So make sure you take care of a little spiritual business before you approach that. Second principle. First one, lift them up. Second, hold them up. Hold them up. You don't finish the work with the initial contact. Look at verse 2. Bear one another's burdens. That word, baras, is a very interesting word. It means an excessive, heavy, heavy, heavy load. Unbearable. One person can't carry it. Bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? That you love one another even as I have loved you, John 13:34. It's the royal law, James called it. It's the law of liberty. It is quoted in verse 14 of Galatians 5. This is the law wholly fulfilled. Love your neighbor as yourself. The law of love. So the law of love says you lift them up, and then it says you hold them up. You bear one another's burdens. The verb bear means to carry with endurance, to get under the load. You see, falling to the flesh is a result of an unbearable burden of temptation. The temptation load gets so heavy you just fall. You got to help them carry it, or else they may fall again. And again, and again. And we all have certain categories of temptability, don't we? We get hit with the same kind of thing so often. And persistent, oppressive, heavy temptation is a burden that individual believers, all of us, don't bear alone very well. Have I any need to remind you that sin likes to have you alone? And the more alone you are, the more tempted you are. And the more isolated you are, the more tempted you are. And have you noticed that when you are among other believers and when you're in a strong Christian family or in a strong Christian relationship, how you feel the strength of that relationship? How you feel the strength of that accountability in your life? We need to bear one another's burdens. We don't do well alone at all. We get away from the church,